Today's scripture can be found in Romans chapter 8, verse 9. You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ.
Father, I thank you for the Spirit that dwells within me. Thank you that the Spirit teaches, comforts, guides, empowers, and transforms me daily. I thank you for the precious Holy Spirit, Father. Revive in me that burning desire to share the good news of the kingdom with everyone I encounter. Amen.
Today, ask yourself this question. Are you in control, or are you controlled by your old sinful nature? Is the Spirit of God dwelling in you? Because the verse that we just quoted says, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ.
Today's action. Examine your nature closely today. Is it of the world, or is it of God? Today's treasure is found in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 2. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that you are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before me.
You know, we live in a world today that so many people that call themselves Christians totally ignore that verse. Let's read it again, Romans 8, 9. You, however, are not controlled by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit. If the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, then he doesn't belong to Christ. My friends, it doesn't matter what your sin is. I won't get myself in trouble, but it doesn't matter if your sin's homosexuality. It doesn't matter if you're a liar. It doesn't matter if you're an adulterer. It doesn't matter if you're a thief. You are being controlled by your sinful nature. And if you are being controlled by your sinful nature, I'm not saying it. Paul says it right here. If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. My friends, don't risk your life of eternity by accepting those who refuse to repent and turn from their sin into your body as a Christian. Because Paul makes it very plain and clear. If they're still controlled by their sinful nature, they are not of Christ.